This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Today is National Homeless Persons Memorial Day, and for the homeless in our area, there's possibly some good news coming. We'll find out more about today's events at the end of this podcast, but first, let's hear some about that good news. First Christian Church on West Market Street may soon be getting a new tenant. Anonymous donor has agreed to pay for the structure so that it can become the home of the first Compass Day Haven to give homeless men and women a place to go during the day. I met up with the project coordinator, Eric Speer, to find out more.
The concept was started about 2 years ago by a gentleman named Jim Barnes, who works in the regional library. And Jim has had direct experience with a lot of people who spent their time in the library because they were homeless. And they used the library as a sleeping place, a reading place, and a place to rest. And Jim noticed that a lot of people came in there. Too many people some days, and it got to be a chronic situation. And Jim is a very compassionate person and started to ask around, what can we do? And a lot of us came to the first few meetings. He started having board meetings, and as we got more interested in it, many of us began to volunteer. I was one of the most passionate people in the beginning and have stayed through, and I was eventually hired as the project coordinator. And I've been doing errands and connecting the dots ever since.
And so where are we standing right now?
We're standing in front of the First Christian Church downtown Charlottesville on Market Street, which is a location that has been used for many years as a soup kitchen for these guys. We're right near the library in Lee Park, which is a heavily trafficked area in general, and a place where a lot of the homeless guys and women come through because it's convenient and it's safe and it's out in the open. The church itself was built, I believe, in the 1800s, and the annex was built in 1920. The church congregation is a very friendly, upbeat church. They've struggled with parking over the years, and they've wanted to expand, and this particular site has not allowed them either of those things. They've since found a site, I believe it's out in Keswick, and they've been trying to sell the church for a while, and we had an interesting benefactor who remains anonymous at this point, who came forth and wanted to help our cause and has made arrangements to purchase the church contingent on a special permit for Compass.
How likely is that?
It's very likely at this point. We have received backing from the city in the form of a grant for our services. We also have gained support of both the neighborhood, the downtown area, merchants in the area, and citizens all over Charlottesville. Really are excited about it.
What's the estimate for the homeless population in Charlottesville?
The numbers really depend on how you quantify and qualify homelessness. At the large end, if you count the Salvation Army and all the other interim housing projects, if you count the people and individuals in those, the number hits almost 2,000 total of people who don't have permanent housing in Charlottesville in the area. If you go to the lower end of people who are literally on the street as we speak, those numbers range from, we think, 150 maybe to 250 people. Obviously, in the winter, people tend to find spaces and you may not see them as much. So the numbers go up actually in the spring and fall when the weather's nicer. A lot of people live in tents outside of town and vehicles and things like that. So it's a hard number to gauge. They take a census every January, so the numbers will come out again in January.
At the Compass Day Haven, what are the types of things that people will be able to do? I mean, is it just going to be a room with cots?
No, it's not going to be a room with cots at all. In fact, there will be no sleeping allowed. Resting will be allowed, and we certainly encourage people to take a break. But we will not have beds. Sleeping will be done elsewhere, off the premises. Our major goal is to have a place for people to come during the day, to get situated, to feel safe, comfortable, sound, and have a place to get out of the daytime trauma or addiction or situation that they might be in, and then to find services such as counseling, work, recovery, whatever they're going to need to move on. We plan to occupy the basement portion of the building, which is about 2,000 square feet. The main room will be a resting area with information boards, couches, perhaps light recreation. There are several people on our board who like the idea of having some light entertainment. Musicians maybe come in now and then for high energy. We're going to have a snack area. We'll have lockers, showers, restrooms, laundry facilities, and mailboxes.
Did you say what was going to be going on the upstairs floor?
We're not really sure. The general plan is to keep the sanctuary open, possibly for community efforts, gallery, different readings, poetry, music, things of that nature, maybe fundraising events. The other side has four floors of office space, which we hope to open up to concerns that would be related to Compass, maybe the food bank, different offices from Region 10, on our own, that sort of thing. We're not sure exactly who and what will be in there, but we've contacted different agencies that would be of service to anybody at risk of being homeless or who is homeless.
Obviously, the goal with homeless is to get people into a home. And what special steps will be taken at Compass to help people do that?
Compass really has a twofold mission. Number one is to provide a day haven, immediate shelter for people. And that will be our major focus. And that will be provided by the spaces and activities I described earlier. But coming in, the second part is that to provide access to housing. And through that, people need to find recovery. They need to find assistance with jobs. They need to find monetary assistance, whatever it may be that they're lacking. And we're going to provide a help desk initially coming into Compass, where a person can register in a sense and get into the system quickly. And we've found that by working with other agencies in the city, there's a wonderful group forming to the HMIS system, Homeless Management Information System, will provide quick data access so people can find out where they can get the services they need. And then as they're moving through the next few weeks of service, getting and working and trying to survive, by having the living space that we're going to offer, the services can come to them. People can come pick them up. They'll be accountable. They'll have alarm clocks. People can meet them. They'll be able to take a shower and get to work and just become more and more and more structured as they're able and willing.
How can people get involved?
We would love input from anyone. Our group meets every first Wednesday of each month in the Jefferson Room of the Downtown Library at 5:30 p.m. If someone would like to send assistance to us, they can send it to Compass, C-O-M-P-A-S-S, care of the Virginia Organizing Project. And that's at 703 Concord Avenue, Charlottesville, Virginia, 22903.
Great. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
That's Eric Speer, the project coordinator for the Compass Day Haven, slated to be housed in First Christian Church on West Market Street in downtown Charlottesville. Eric will be among several homeless advocates participating in today's National Homeless Persons Memorial Day. The event is held today because it's the longest day of the year.
And Charlottesville is prepared with a wonderful vigil, which will be at the Wall of Free Expression downtown by City Hall. We'll be gathering there from 10 a.m. until about 6:30, 7 p.m. There'll be a host of activities during the day. We have members and representatives from many of the groups concerned with homeless advocacy that will be there to speak. Compass will be there. Members from TJAC, from Pacham, and various other groups will come and speak. We'll have literature available, hot drinks available. And at 5:30, Reverend Liz Embry from the New Beginnings Church will be hosting a ceremony in honor of those citizens who have died on the streets of Charlottesville.
We'll be recording Reverend Embry's service, and we'll bring it to you later on today. This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. I'm Sean Tubbs, and thanks for listening.